We're going to follow this with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. Could we have the roll call, please?
Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Councilmember Higgins is actually online right now. She's, as you can see, she's up there. Mike Hill.
Present.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Harry Lou Seward.
Present. Okay. So we have one item in the open meeting in this room, followed by an executive session, and that is all that is on the agenda for this evening. So I'm going to call the city manager, Mr. Jones, to give his city manager report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Council. I just wanted to essentially give you an opportunity to ask any questions that you might have related to the memo that I provided. You have a memo from me that outlines, that includes some attachments, including the city manager job description, so that you have that handy when you're giving consideration to things, on things. A list of various recruitment firms that we've used in the past or are also available in the area that work on executive recruitment in government, primarily West Coast firms, but those that work on the West Coast. At the bottom of that page, there's also a short list of interim replacement companies, which are really just three from the same list. I did briefly speak with SGR last week with their interim replacement person, and they had said that they have a pool of about 250 candidates. They expect they would typically be able to get someone in about 2 weeks if you decide to go that route. We also provided two different salary survey data sheets. One is related to essentially your competition, the city manager job postings, the city administrator job postings that are open now, that are posted currently, primarily all in Washington, but a couple of them are Oregon. And then we also provided information for cities of similar size to us for the 2020. We used 2021 data for this data set, but inflated it by 4% based on cost of living adjustments that likely occurred to reflect what 2022 numbers would be. Those numbers are not available yet in the salary study that we used from the Association of Washington Cities, but it gives you sort of a sense of the playing field, if you will, on what salaries are being paid out there in cities of similar size to us. 50% deviation, so that means 50% larger or 50% smaller than us. So those are two very different data points. One is just the hiring that's going on now. One is folks that are being paid to do similar work in cities of similar size. And then the memo itself also includes some just general information on a variety of bullet point items that are kind of the stuff that I'm working on, or the stuff that the incoming city manager, interim city manager, will need to work on in the near future. It's a very abbreviated list, as you can probably imagine. And also, I wanted to note, this is not intended to be a handoff document for the interim city manager. That's something else I'm working on. Much more lengthy and more detailed. But I just want to make sure that you had some background there, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have on that or anything related.
So does any city council member would like to ask the city manager questions?
Yeah, I have a few questions here. So do I understand this correctly, from this list of city manager job openings, that someone who is qualified to be a city manager, there are already 11 nearby jobs that are available for that person to apply to right now?
Currently, right now, yes, and others have recently.
So for all of them to hire one and us to hire one, there would need to be 12 applicants that are qualified enough to be a city manager to be handy, and that's with and that's if everybody just got one, we didn't get to pick and choose.
That's definitely one way to look at it. Yeah,
that's one way to look at it. Okay. So the city manager of Blaine is acts in a supervisory capacity to about how many total staff? How many people work for City of Blaine?
There's about 70 people work for City of Blaine during the summer. About 65 is our usual full-time FTE.
Okay, so the city manager is the boss and supervisor to them, or at least the supervisor to department heads who are supervisors to those people?
Right, sometimes it's two steps down, sometimes it's three steps down, but the city manager has five direct reports, five direct reports, and then there are numerous supervisors.
But it's responsible for as many as 70 people. And is that a of the total job that the city manager is supervising and being the boss to 70 people, is that just a very small part of the job, or is it a relatively large part of the job?
It's actually a relatively large part of the job because of the union negotiation issues, the ongoing union relation issues, and the as I mentioned at the end of the memo, human resource issues or human resource topics that we're dealing with different folks. It's not a reflection of bad employees. I want to be really clear about that. It's just that it means you're constantly doing interpretations of policies and labor law and our union. So yeah, that's actually a fairly sizable part of the job.
Okay, and so our department, the planning department, for example, we have building inspectors, we have planner one, planner two, the department head. About how many people are in the planning department?
Ms. Pratchner,
approximately.
I believe it's six.
Yep.
Six
people. Okay. So at the time that you were promoted from department head of planning to city manager, you had been directly supervising six or more people for how many years? Three, 4 years?
8 years.
8 years?
Seven years.
7 years of supervising six people before you got bumped up into the position of supervising as many as 70 people. Is that correct?
Yes, and it was, because of the recession and things, it was 4 to 6 people during that time.
Okay, all right, great. That's my question.
Any other questions for David, Brian?
I think your mic is off.
Oh, sorry. So I know you spent a lot of your time doing HR stuff. You got your standard HR stuff, you got your union stuff. You've been with us as city manager about 4.5 years. How much of your time, just kind of an estimate, do you think you spent on HR stuff as well as maybe SAM as well? Just because I want to get an idea of, like, do we need to hire somebody part-time for an HR position going forward if they may not have anything to do with
right.
the next person we hire? But
so I think it would be very useful to the city to have HR specialist on staff, whether that's full or part-time. It would be hard to say that we have a full-time position for that person, but certainly I would say a half-time position. Between Mr. Crawford and I, I'll let Mr. Crawford chime in there as well. I would say it's easily 15 or 20 hours a week. And part of it is
between
the two of us, and we're not doing everything we could do, and that's important. If you have an HR person, you're more proactive. You're able to do better onboarding and outreach and things. So we would do different things. We would do more if we actually had an HR
person. If you were specialized, if you had a specialized HR person, that 20 hours a week would be more efficient.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I have another question. What is the longest serving department head we currently have in City Point? I seem to think that most of our department heads are kind of new.
They are.
What's the longest running department head we currently have?
Ms. Pratchner is the longest running department head, and I believe she is fourth year?
Three and a half years.
3.5 years, okay. So we have one person who has been in a supervisory capacity in the city for 3.5 years, and no other, there's no one who's, for example, when you were hired, you had, 7 years?
Yeah, 15 years at the city now.
Okay, so we have nobody working for the city of Blaine right now who has 7 years of supervisory experience or department head experience that is currently?
Well, we would have someone Lieutenant Munden has been here longer than, at least as long as I have.
Okay.
And he's in a supervisory position.
But we're unlikely to hire a policeman to be be our
if that's what, yeah, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, so, who also has any other qualifications to be a city manager?
I would, yeah, I think you're probably honest that, yes, that we don't have anyone who has significant supervisory experience that has been here for a long period of time.
Okay.
The department heads have been here 3.5 years, 3 years, 1 year, and a little less than 1 year before another. So that's where we are with the turnover in retirement and moving on.
Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions from anybody on the council? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Jones, for that. We have a copy of this that we will be able to use in our discussions. And so the only other item on our meeting today is an executive session, which we'll do in a few minutes. We'll go into the room, and Mr. Shipkin, how long do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. It's up to council. So you need to set a time when you think it'll be finished. We can extend it if necessary. This is for the review of potential qualifications for candidates for appointed office. So I'm not sure what the council's pleasure is. Do you want to start with an hour, and then we can come out and extend it if we're here more than an hour? And then I should say, per the agenda, my understanding from you is that there will be no action taken after the...
That's correct.
No action.
No action is going to be taken, absolutely. So shall we, Mr. Crawford, we will start with an hour, and we will be in touch with you then if it's, we need to extend that.
Yeah.
Is that
agreeable? Yep.
Madam Mayor, just one question before you go. Does council think that they will have any questions for me, or need me to stay, or can I be excused?
Actually, that was a question I was going to ask Mr. Sinton, if we could bring you in on a case-by-case for questions. I mean, I guess the answer to that is yeah, on my part.
We could have the city manager be on call and bring him in and out as we need. Would that be appropriate?
For sure.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind being around for the hour, because there may be questions that only you have the answer to.
I'm happy to do that. I've got plenty in my office that I can do, and I'll just be there if you need me.
Okay. Is that agreeable?
The thump on the floor when we come out.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you.
With that being said, we will move to executive session.
The meeting is being extended by a half hour.
Okay, it is 7:35. We have just come out of executive session and no action has been taken, so I will adjourn the meeting at 7:35. Thank you.